We gather today in a mighty strength through the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the oneness, through confession of the threeness of the Creator of creation. Christ be in the eyes of all who see us. Christ be in the ears of all who hear us. Christ be in the hearts of all who think of us. Christ be in the mouths of all who speak of us. Amen. In the beginning, these are the first words of John's Gospel, which we have been studying now for many weeks, and allowing God's Word to shape us and to form us. And with these words, we are inevitably drawn back to the first words of Scripture, of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning. In the beginning, when God was creating the heavens and the earth was empty. And without any shape. But a wind from God hovered over the waters. And the heavens opened, and a voice came from heaven, and God spoke over the waters. And this word that came down brought light and life out of the waters and out of the darkness. This is what we heard read for us this morning. In the beginning was the Word. All things came into being through Him. And without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness. Jesus came to the waters as well, to these same waters, to be baptized. Jesus blessed these waters once again. Not only that words might be spoken over them, but that Jesus, the Word of God, might enter into the waters themselves. Jesus entered them. And as He entered them, once again, the Holy Spirit descended as a dove and hovered over the waters. And the heavens were opened, and a voice from heaven was heard, speaking again. This is creation and new creation. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, into His death? Therefore, we have been buried with Him by baptism into His death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For I have died, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life that I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave His life for me. Do not be surprised when I say, you must be born again. You must be born of water and of the Spirit. To all who have received Jesus, who have believed in His name, He gave them power to become a child of God. God says to you, Christopher, today you are my son, and with you I am well pleased. Today we celebrate this birth, this new birth, this new life. But it is not just for Christopher, but for all who will receive Jesus Christ. Now, what does it mean, receive? When someone becomes a parent, in a sense, they receive the child into their life. A woman, especially, literally, makes room for the child in her womb. But male or female, having a child into your life is a big change. One way of life before the child and one way of life after. You must make room for this new human who has entered the world and entered your life. This human who has needs, demands. Your time, your attention, your energy. You must make room to receive this child in your life. There's these new tasks that you have to make room for. Laundry, feeding, diapers, sleeping, sometimes playing. Now, from a parent's perspective, to receive the child means to make space within my heart and my life for this child. And we often talk about how much grace parents extend to their children. I put up with so much. Do you know how much I've done for you? But something changes as the children grow up. Perhaps parents begin to wonder, will my child receive me? Will my child make space for me in their life? People often lightheartedly talk about the grace that parents extend to children in receiving them, putting up with them and caring for them. But many parents recognize something else. The grace that their children extend to them when they receive them. When their child makes space in their hearts and their lives to love their parent, there are moments, for some of us, many moments when we think, I don't deserve this love that my children extend toward me. But beyond family, perhaps we can all think of time where we've experienced something like this with a family member, a close friend, where you have received this person into your life, you've made time for them, you've made space for them in your heart, you've received them, and they graciously do the same to you. They receive you as well. Thanks to you, Christopher, today we remember that when we enter the waters of baptism, it is indeed a symbol of receiving Jesus into our lives. We believe in Jesus Christ. We trust in Him. We turn to Jesus as by the Holy Spirit He descends to us today, into our lives. We make space for Jesus in our time, in our affections, in our attention, in all that we do. But at the same time, baptism is a symbol of God receiving us. In the waters, we are immersed. The water makes space for us as we enter in. It allows itself to be displaced so that we can be submerged and completely immersed within it. It moves around us and it surrounds us. Christopher, may this water be for you a physical experience of God receiving you into God's very self today. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit welcome you. God's attention is fixed on you in this moment. As you join Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior, the Holy Spirit descends on you today. And the Father says, "Today, you are my Son. With you, I am well pleased." And we heard the words of the prophet Isaiah, God saying to you as well, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." This is grace, not that we have received God, but that God receives us and makes us a child of God. See what love the Father has for us, that we should be made sons and daughters of God. We do not know what we will be, but we know this. When Jesus appears, we will be made like He is, for we will see Jesus with our own eyes. To receive God is to begin to know the source of our life, and we orientate our days, our life toward God. We find that it is God, though, who all along has been calling us, God who has been moving toward us. Christopher, to become a child of God is also to join the family of God. And today, as a church, we receive you, and we make space for you in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in our time, in our prayers, in our days. Today, we are all aware, though, that Christopher graciously receives us into his life. He honors us today, allowing us to take part in this moment, this mutual loving, this welcome, this sharing in life is all in answer to Jesus' prayer in John. "Father, I ask that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. May they also be in us. May they be one as we are one." When you look around, Christopher, I think you can tell we're not very good at texting. Many of us are not up to date on the latest Marvel movies. Or Star Wars. But we love you. And we are so humbled that you would welcome us into your life. And we pray that Jesus will bring the light of life into your life, and that no darkness will ever overcome this light. May we all receive Jesus Christ into our lives and find the joy and the inexpressible love of God, who receives us into God's very self. To God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.